Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
This keeps me going.
All right.
Those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
God bless you, Minister Tremaine.
This keeps me going.
Minister,
yes, ma'am.
On those days
all
when
right.
I feel like
devil
giving up.
Is a lie. You didn't want that prayer to go forward, amen, and just cut off the lines. I pray they can call back in.
She's on the phone now. She actually just texted me. She asked me what just happened. She's on the line, amen.
All right. Well, I don't see her. I don't see her phone on here, so when I see it come on, I'll click it back in. So all they had to do is really just call back in the line. Sometimes people don't know they could call right back in. But the devil
okay.
is a lie. Amen. The devil is a lie. We gonna go forth. What is did we need her name or we just wanna press
her name
and agree
is,
and
yes,
pray?
Ma'am. I just text her to get back on. Her name is Chrissy, Pastor Bernard, and she do want prayer for her family.
Okay.
Because we know that it's just a demonic spirit that that's trying to attack her and take her family down. But we
yes,
know the devil is a liar. We know that's
yes,
how we
is.
Met with Vaco incidents. Because I'm a talker, and I will talk your ear off, and I will stop and talk to a dog if you reply back. So I will talk to anybody at any time of the day that listens. And I thank God for allowing me to meet her. So I'm
yes,
not sure
yes.
she had called back in, but she did text and
yes.
say what happened. So if Pastor Noah, if you can just pray for her, because I pray
yes,
for her because
yes,
it's my
yes.
friend. But sometimes it's good,
yes.
like you said, to my niece to hear prayers from somebody else that don't know
else.
You, but
that's
you can
it.
Understand
that's
that
right.
it's really God. So her name is Chrissy,
glory.
And I pray that she's on the phone so she can hear this. If not through the Spirit, she's going to be able to receive it.
Yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We come against the principalities of the air. Hallelujah. We bind everything that's evil, everything that's ugly. Hallelujah. Everything that's unproductive, everything that's not in your word, God, we stand against it in the name of Jesus. We have Minister Tremaine. We have Evangelist T on the line, God, and we're touching and agreeing for Sister Chrissy right now in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit, amen, that would come into our home to create havoc. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of fear. But God, you did not give us a spirit of fear, but you gave us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Say, we praying for this family as a whole, God, in the name of Jesus, even her daughter, God. Hallelujah. She's marked. Hey, you know no more. She can't do no any and everything. Glory to God in that home. You know no more. Fire, Lord God. We asking you to arrest her right now. Arrest her spirit, God. We come against that spirit of rebelliousness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Rebellion is just like the witch. Is just as a sin of witchcraft. Amen. And we bind those spirits today in the name of Jesus. We're taking authority, God. We have power. You've given us power to tread on serpent. You've given us power to declare and decree. You've given us power, amen, to denounce, amen, to curse. You don't know most side. We curse everything that's not like you in the mighty name of Jesus. We pulling down those strongholds right now. You have no authority. Satan, we bind you. We cancel every assignment, amen, that you have, that you have designated against this family. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cancel it. Amen. We send it back to a dry and inhabited place, never to raise its ugly head again. Hallelujah. This family will be saved. This family will know God. God, this is a family that you have, Messiah, that you have destined. Hallelujah. To come into this royal family, God. Hallelujah. We touching and agreeing right now. Amen. That a husband, that a children, they will come into this marvelous light, God. You have already, hallelujah, you've already assigned it. God, we're asking you to send a host of angels right now, God. God, hallelujah, put a bloodline around that home, God. Hallelujah, let your blood cover them. In the blood, put it on the place, God. Hallelujah, every entrance way. Amen. We are, we're covering it with your blood right now. In the name of Jesus. God, yeah, Messiah. Your blood heal. Your blood protect. Your blood seal. Messiah. Your blood anoint. Messiah. God, we thank you for this family. Hey, glory to God. Messiah. God, give them a mind. Call on you while you may be found, God. Give them a mind, God. Messiah. To put some of those, all things that's not godly, put it behind them. In the name of Jesus, you have a promise for them, God. You have a promise for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, and no devil, hallelujah, will be able to cancel out the promises of God. We thank you for them right now. Messiah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Messiah. Hallelujah. We bless you for them right now, God. God, let peace dwell in their homes, God, and in their heart, God. Open up their understanding, Lord. Even some things that she's wrestling with, God. Some things she don't understand. Messiah. But I hear the Lord saying, you're going to understand it by and by. We don't understand when God begins to start moving in our lives. God, when things that was normal become abnormal. When things we have thought in our minds, plans that we have made. God said, that's not the plan I have for you. I have another plan for you. I have a plan to prosper you. I have a plan to give you a good end. God, purposes on your life. Destiny is calling you, Chrissy. It's not just calling you. It's calling your whole family. Hey, glory to God. The Bible says one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to a fight. Hallelujah. God wants you and your husband and your family to be on one accord. Yeah, glory to God. There's no division in God. God is a God of unity. He's a God of oneness. He's a God of strength. Hallelujah. We declare and decree today. You will be strengthened. Messiah. God is going to be God is already dealing with you, baby. He's already dealing with you. Don't try to understand it. Just accept his will for your life. This is his will for your life. Messiah. Hallelujah. We pray. Messiah. Hallelujah. Give him thanks wherever you're at. Hallelujah. Just begin to open up your mouth and tell the Lord thank you. Tell him thank you. Thank you for what he's doing right now. Thank you, hallelujah, for what he's going to do. Thank you for what he's already done in the mighty name of Jesus. Messiah, it is so. It is so. Go ahead, minister. Hallelujah, Tramiel. Anything else you want to add? Go ahead, Messiah. Go right ahead. Glory to God. We bless you
glory
today,
to
God.
God. I just thank God for Jesus. Right now. This woman has no idea what's going on. So it's the Holy Ghost that's speaking through her to bless your heart. God is alive. God is not a man. He would not lie. I'm telling you. Get to God. The only way that you can fight anything that's going on in your lifestyle is through God.
If you God, God wants you. God wants you, and God wants your whole family.
Yeah,
a family of unity. A family of unity. He wants your whole family. And because the calling is so strong on your family life, the devil now is going to try to come back and attack even harder. Because he sees now that you have people praying for you. It's the prayers that you don't even know what to say. God is lining people up to say them for you and to believe that it's going to be done in Jesus' name. But you have to believe for yourself and for your family that God will do it.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, we bless the line cut off. I want you all anointed. Hey, that's why I know God was going to bless. See, the line cut off. Everybody's lines was shut down. Amen. But I called right on back in the line and continue to broadcast. And I thank you all. Hallelujah. Because the Lord allowed you all to call back in. Amen. The devil didn't want prayer to go forward. He didn't want this woman of God. I call a woman of God because that's what she is. Amen, amen. God don't bless you. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Don't worry about a thing. Yeah, he cut the line off. Glory to God. Cut the line off. Jesus, and just when Minister Mill was telling us to pray for the young man, the line went blank. I said, but the devil is a lie. He have no victory today. Amen. This was a transforming word that you spoke today, Minister Tremere. God, did take all day, but the Holy Ghost had his way. And that's what we have to do. We have to be in tune to the Spirit of God. Hey, glory to God. We see some new callers and called in now. We were supposed to be off the line if the devil had his way. Let me tell you, woman of God, Chrissy, glory to God, you see God. You begin to see God. The things that you don't understand, ask God. God, give it. He said, those that don't have, if you seek wisdom and knowledge, ask of me. He said, I'll give it to you because I upbraid it not. Some things is not for us to understand. Some things are for us to accept. Accept it. Accept it. Accept it. Yeah, you don't understand right now, but God is going to reveal to you his full plan. But it's not for you to understand right now. Amen. If God allowed us to understand everything that he was doing in his doing in our lives, there wouldn't be no need for us to call on God. That's why we call on him. That's why we depend on him. That's why we look to him. Because we don't know. He has the answers, not us. God. I bless you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to give it back to Minister Tremell. I thank everybody.
I want to say right now, Christian, right now, today, go to your house, pick up your Bible, and start praying through your whole house. And speak with a loud voice, commanding anything that's in your house by Jesus' name, it is released out. Anoint everything in your house, Chrissy. You can go through your whole house, praying through your whole house. God, help me, God. Pray through your whole house. Put your family in one room and get hands together and begin to pray. Even if the enemy says, you don't know what you're praying, God's going to hear your prayers. God's going to hear your prayers because you know why? Your heart is going to be sincere for God. And if your heart is open and your heart is clear, God is going to be able to hear what you really want in your heart, Chrissy. Get your family together. Get your kids together. Nobody on this line knows you and knows certain things, so I can't say certain
That's
things.
Right.
But regardless of if your husband don't do it with you or whoever don't, you get in that room and you begin to pray. Don't get mad when a person don't want to come in there and pray because, see, that's the enemy wants you to get sidetracked. You're going to have to stand strong on God and command right now that the devil has no leeway and authority around your family, Christian. But see, the thing is, you're going to have to show your children to God and you and help God. And you're going to have to lead your children to God. Amen. So any doubt and fear, anything that you're dealing with about yourself, it's time to say, God, let me put my big Holy Ghost pants on, God, and come into my life, God. I really want you, God. God, I want you to help me and my family, God. I done tried this, I done tried that, and nothing has worked. But I'm telling you, through experience, God works. God works. When you send the word on worldly things, the devil don't have to bother you because he already has you. But when you begin to get into the word of God, the devil is going to try even harder. It's not by coincidence everything that your daughter deal with, that you're dealing with. It's not by coincidence. But I'm telling you, God has a plan, and you're going to have to tap into God what he has for you, Chrissy. I'm right around the corner. This is not a show because anybody, you know what we talk about when you're around me. So this is not a show. So I'm telling you, link up with me. Link up with Pastor Benoit if you feel like you want to talk to somebody that's not your friend, because sometimes we scared to say certain things or embarrassed to say certain things to certain people. I will give you her number. I will give you her number to link up with her for Chrissy. If you won't change, it's not too late. If you do want to get saved, it's not too late. Today is the day. You're not promised tomorrow. Matter of fact, you're not promised to the next breath that will come out of your mouth when you hang up this phone. It is never too late to get saved and get a new lifestyle. Amen.
Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Well, Minister Tramiel, we want to ask to make sure you ask Chrissy if she has any oil in her home, and if she has it, if she can call you and pray over that oil.
Okay.
Pray over that oil, because just because we may have some oil, if no one have prayed over that oil and blessed it, then we want that oil to be blessed. And that is the oil that she'll have to anoint her home and even her children and her husband. You ain't doing nothing sneaky. You know, at night you can go and anoint where they lay, anoint their pillow, anoint their head. Amen. And God, once we pray over that oil becomes sanctified. Amen. And it becomes an anointed, consecrated tool that God is going to use. So certainly have her to do that.
Okay, I'll get her some.
All right, well, you could get some for her. Yes, do that. And tell her to do that. Do that daily. Do that daily until she starts seeing and witnessing the change.
Amen. If change is going to come through God, it's definitely going to come, because her heart desires it. She's desiring it. And thank you, Jesus.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, I see Evangelist T have raised her hand again. Did you have something else, Evangelist T?
Yes.
Come
on.
Yes.
You got a new caller, because I'm in the Walmart parking lot. You overheard you speaking, and she wanted the number. And that's who that extra caller is. So I just wanted to know.
Somebody wanted the number?
Oh, no, I gave them the number, and they actually called in.
Oh, okay. All right. I did see another number call in from 209, but they hung up.
Oh, okay. Well, she'll be listening again. God bless.
All right. All right, Evangelist. Well, God bless you. We're going to let you all go. I tell you, we have had a Holy Ghost good time on this line, and I'm so happy that each and every one of you all were able to tune in. Thank God for Minister Tramiel's sister and her niece calling in, and even her neighbor. Thank God for all of you all, men, Brother Demetrius, amen, Evangelist T, and all of those that called in. Pastor Carmelie, we bless the Lord for you all. And just thank God for that anointed rhema word that God gave us today through the woman of God. So we're going to ask her to close us out with the word of prayer, and we'll be on tomorrow and Thursday. Amen. I think Elder J may be on tomorrow. Elder J Prothro will be on either tomorrow or Thursday. So tune in. We're going to continue with this series. And in about a week and a half, Dr. Singleton will be coming on to summarize this particular series. And I tell you, he's going to recap and take us from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 28. So you don't want to miss that. If those of you that have never heard Dr. Winston Singleton, you'll be in for a treat. So we have one more week. We're going to continue to like chapter 24 or 25, and then he's going to come in at Acts chapter 25 or 26, and then he's going to close out the series for us. So we thank God for what God is doing. Amen. So we're going to ask Minister Tramiel. Thank you, woman of God. We appreciate it. You have an open Glory invitation. Whenever the Lord leads you to come on and give us a word, we want you to know this platform is open to you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Bernard. And I just thank you, God, for being God, to put people together, God, for your glory, for your honor. And I just don't take it lightly at all. And I just thank God because, you know, I know everybody ready to go, but just a super quick, super, super quick testimony. When I got the phone call, I just automatically began to say, well, God, maybe not now. Maybe not now because I'm a person. I always like a plan. I'm a planner. I like to plan, and I remember I'm saying I for a reason. I like to plan. I like to do stuff ahead of time, and I like to line up days in advance. But God say, when I want you to move, when I want you to shift, and that I is God, now I'm out the way, you're going to move into what I need you to do. And because my anointing is on it the way I want it to be, it's going to be smooth like you're laying bread on butter. And I thank God because I allowed to hear the voice of God speak, and I did what he told me to do. So I thank God that I was able to be a blessing to be on this line, and I just thank God for it. And I just want to tell everybody, if you haven't tried God, try God. And if you tried God and you went back, you can still come back because God is so amazing. He's not going to hold it against you. If you don't have a Bible and you need a Bible, if you need a praying partner, if you need somebody who you can talk to, that's not going to tell you business. I'm telling you, get on your knees and talk to God. But God will send some people in your life that's truly called and chosen by God. Stand in agreement with you and stand in prayer with you. And anybody on this phone, you need to be linked up with the right people, with the right people, because they're going to give you the right information that's coming from God. But don't take my word for it. I tell you to try God. Pull out that Bible, because this is why we get on this conference call and we say the scriptures that we are reading, because it's not our words, it's God's words. So that's why open up your Bible, talk to God, get a relationship with God with yourself, because those same scriptures that you're reading, God will pull them out of you when you think you didn't know what they were saying. God will pull them out of you at your time of need and be able to minister to you and somebody else. And again, please save this number. And like Pastor Bernice said, I'm just so just excited right now, and I can't stop going back and forth from my room. Please, anytime this conference call is taking place, come on the conference call and also check the website out. Add her as your friend on Facebook. You want to be linked with this woman of God because she's doing godly things for the kingdom. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just close us out with prayer, Minister Tremaine.
Amen. God, we just thank you for this comfort call. Lord, we just pray that something that was said,
thank
Father,
you, God.
Touch somebody's heart, God. Touch somebody's life, God. Lord, we know it's by not coincidence, Father, that this took place, Father. The enemy tried to shut the phone line down, God. But he must forgot, Lord, that you are the maker of everything, Lord, that you are the maker that we can call back and allow to go forth, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you right now, Father. Lord, that one soul was saved, Father.
even if it was just one, Father, that the heaven is rejoicing right now, God. Lord, we thank you for everybody, God, that took the time out to be a part of this. Father, Lord, we ask you right now, Father, to send more people, Father, to come hear your word, to preach your word, to teach your word, Father, because we know right now, Father, it's going to be a time in the Bible, Lord, that we can't even talk about you, that people are going to be embarrassed that they know you, God. Lord, but right now, Father, that they're going to have enough knowledge about you to stand and say, no, I know God. I worship God. He is my everything. He is my all in all, God. We just thank you right now, Father, that we're planting the seed, God, that you are the seed that has been planted in us, Father, and that you allow your word, Father, to water each and every last one of us, Father, so we can blossom into what you called us to be, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, right now, God, as everybody hang up the phone, Lord, and go throughout their day, God, that they are remembering, God, that you are all that they need, Father, that you are everything that you need, God. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, God, we thank you right now, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We bless you, God. Thank you for this woman of God, everything that she's poured out to us, and for every prayer that she's prayed, God. Let that be magnified in her life, God. Continue to bless her husband, bless her son, God. Continue to give her an understanding, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, bless her going out and her coming in, God, and everything that she desires to do for you, God. Let it be manifested in this season, God. Make provision for her, God. Hallelujah. You make ways out of no ways, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and continue to open up new doors and new avenues, God, hallelujah, where her voice can be heard throughout this region, God, and wherever, hallelujah, there is an open door, God, allow her to say yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. We'll see you on tomorrow. God bless you. We're going to close out with
Jesus' name.